Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and today I have some music that was associated with a lady who in the 1930s was Britain's highest paid female star, Gracie Fields, celebrating the 122nd anniversary of her birth. Gracie was a prolific recorder of songs on the Rex, HMV and Regal Zonophone labels, with some 13 releases in 1935 alone, including this opener, South American Joe, which was on the flip side of Red Sails in the Sunset. Phil Kelsall and the Blackpool Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer, South American Joe from the pens of Cliff Friend and Irving Caesar. Gracie Fields was born in Rochdale, Lancashire in 1898, one of four siblings who took to the stage, and she made her first professional appearance in Variety in 1910 at the Rochdale Hippodrome. She soon gave up her job, remember she was around 12 years old, at the local cotton mill, appearing in her first review in 1915 with comedian, later manager and husband Archie Pitt, and continued to tour Britain with him until 1922, the year this next song, Trees, was written. Trees, Reginald Fort and the Wurlitzer in the Joseph Cohen Studio in the Hollywood Hills, Los Angeles. That track was released on a 4LP set, Organ Memories, by the Reader's Digest, which also included sides by Reginald Dixon, Ray Bohr and Virgil Fox. In 1934, Gracie Field starred in a film which harked back to her days working in the cotton mill in Rochdale. Sing, As We Go, chronicles Grace's exploits in Blackpool after the textile mill she was working in closes, putting her out of work. Trevor Bolshaw recorded the now famous theme on the Compton in the Odeon Cinema Western Supermare in 1997. Sing As We Go, a song that became synonymous with Gracie and originally released by HMV in 1934. After World War II, during which she moved to Santa Monica with her Italian-born husband Monty Banks, Gracie Fields was less active in her career, but in 1947 she recorded two sides that sold 2 million discs in the USA alone. Come Back to Sorrento, and this, the traditional Maori song, Now Is the Hour. Thank you. is the Hour, an in-concert taping of Larry Vannucci playing the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, Oakland, California, in the 1960s. Back to a side that Gracie made in 1930, Singing in the Bathtub. Both sides of the 78 contained a novelty, and she was billed as a comedienne, which really didn't do her justice as a singer with a superb voice. One of the best theatre pipe arrangements that I have is by Simon Glettel and the New Foxtrot Serenaders, a recreation band based in the south of England. The organ is the Wurlitzer at the Musical Museum, Brentford.
Bathtub, happy once again, watching all my troubles, girls swinging down the drain, singing through the soap suds, life is full of hope, you can sing with feeling, while feeling for the soap, oh a ring around the bathtub, isn't so nice to see, but a ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. Reaching for the towel, ready for a rub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub. Now that's jazz.
Grace's retreat from the rigours of touring and performing was the island of Capri, where indeed she spent her retirement years. The song celebrating that island was composed in 1934, with her recording dating from the same year, with the flip side being What Can You Buy a Nudist for His Birthday? That's one that hasn't been featured on Theatre Pipes. But Isle of Capri has, of course. Here's Tom Hazelton and a snappy arrangement on the Wurlitzer in the Kearns, later Carson residence in Hollywood.
Thank you.
George Wright and the Wurlitzer in the Fox Theatre San Francisco with Laugh Clown Laugh. A song co-composed by American bandleader Ted Fiorito was copyrighted in 1928, the same year as Grace's recording on the Regal Zonophone label. One of Grace's biggest hits, and one that would haunt her for the rest of her career, was in 1938, the biggest aspidistra in the world. She reportedly said later in life, "Drown blasted Sally with water with the aspidistra on top," which was also a reference to her 1939 hit Walter Walter. I've just one track of Aspidistra, taped in concert by Chris McPhee on the Wurlitzer at the Karrinyup Community Centre in Perth, Western Australia. To close this tribute to Gracie Fields' music, I have a medley of three of her songs. Little Old Lady from 1937, Sally, her theme and most famous, which she sang at every performance from 1931 on, and Wish Me Luck As You Wave Me Goodbye, released at the start of hostilities in 1939. This is John Mann and the Wurlitzer from the Gaumont Oldham, at the time in the Trinity Arts Centre Pudsey, and which is now in the Victoria Hall, Saltaire, Yorkshire. Thank you. Little Old Lady, Sally and Wish Me Luck, John Mann and the Cinema Organ Society's Northern District Wurlitzer. Gracie Fields was awarded Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire just 7 months before her death in September 1979, aged 81, and quite incredibly was still active in entertainment right to the end. She left behind an amazing legacy of recordings from an era of music that will never be repeated. I hope you'll join me next time on Hot Pipes for more great music played on Theatre Pipes. For now, though, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.